this is where it starts. We've done the history taking. We've diagnosed the various reasons, role, function, purpose for which the sex addiction was set up, typically in childhood. And now we're ready to begin the work. Remember, there were two options. One was EMDR, eye movement, desensitization reprocessing. I hopefully would have sent you some details about that so that you have the option whether you would want to look at processing unresolved issues from childhood. We're now embarking upon the recovery program, and you should have an outline of all the different subject matters which we're going to cover in the program. So, I'm now fully on board, a strange statement, but until I had done the actual diagnosis, I wasn't in a place to, in a sense, write a prescription to enable you to go forward with the treatment plan. Now that we have done the feedback, history taking, we're ready to embark upon your recovery. Remember, the Kairos Changement Recovery Program is so much more about looking at you reclaiming your life, looking at how your life might have gone off at a form of tangent in childhood, and now seeking to reclaim control and better quality of living life for you. This is where it starts. So the first thing is, I need you to think about buying a calendar, getting a calendar of some sort, because I need you to start to make a count of the number of days of sobriety that you have acquired up to this point. Remember, sobriety, cessation, stopping the acting out behaviors. Hope we can agree on what acting out is. Acting out is any form of behavior, sexual patterns of behavior outside of the couple relationship, if you are in a couple relationship, but you get to define sobriety. So count how many days that you have not acted out up to this point, and keep a note of exactly what the numbers are. And then that calendar that you're going to obtain, whether you print one off the internet or you have one for this particular year, I would like you to start to make crosses on the calendar, identifying the number of days of sobriety that you have achieved up to this point. There is an app called Goal Therapy, I think it's called. I'll put a link to that on this particular session so that you can download that app and use it. But every day, at the end of the day, or perhaps the beginning of the next day, I want you to be able to show that you have put a cross, a notch, so to speak, through the day before, showing a completed day of sobriety. And I want you to keep a check of every day's sobriety that you achieve. Keep a number score so that from time to time, you will be able to identify this is the number of days that you have achieved for your sobriety. And it's important that you can see that calendar every day and see the number of notches, because I call them notches, the crosses that you make for sobriety, because that's really important for you to be able to use the numbers that you are seeing, that your eyes are seeing the number of crosses that you have made for the number of sobriety days that you have gained, so that on a day when you are tested to act out, you'll think about the fact that if you do that today, you're going back to step one in terms of the first day of starting the count for your sobriety. So I hope that seeing the number of days which you have crossed off will actually help you in your decision not to act out on a particular day. That's really important, that you keep the number of days of sobriety. The next thing that we want to think about is the fact that in this program, rewards and treats are built into the program. So many of my clients look upon me quite strangely when I talk about rewards and treats. Well, there's something about rewarding yourself when you have done good. So many people stop rewarding themselves when they become adults. Remember in childhood when you did something really good, a teacher gave you a star? First thing that you probably wanted to do was to run home and show mum, look what I've achieved in school. And guess what? The very next day, you wanted again to achieve the same outcome to get another star. As adults, we didn't lose the need to have people compliments and tell us how good we are at the things that we have done. But actually, people stopped applauding us and patting us on the back, and yet we never lost the need for those applauds. And so I encourage you to think about when you have done certain things, you've been triggered, you overcame, and you got through another day. Think about small treats. They don't have to be expensive things. They just need to be something that marks the fact that you did good rather than succumbing to the trigger to act out. Rewards and treats. Now, typically I look upon this program as one of recovery of the couple, not just the individual. And so in a while, I'm going to take you through what I call the couple recovery plan. Remember, there is a separate program for the female partners. If they wish to avail themselves of that program, please feel free to contact me. Please feel free to look at the website, and I can always talk with a female partner for a brief telephone chat beforehand, just to help them to understand the nature of the support that is available for them. They do not need to suffer in silence whilst their, perhaps the male partner, is getting their help, getting their treatment. And the female partner often is thinking, but what about me? He caused the damage to our relationship by the porn, sex, love, addiction. He's getting the treatment. He's spending the family money. What about me? Support is available for the female partner.